Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Why, hello there, Podlers. Coming up, find out what all this is about. Oh, Shetland Isles! Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:35, it is time for your chance to get your hands on some merch that we then encourage you to stick to the bin, man. Yes, it is a bin sticker for your wheelie bin of my face. I'm suited and booted, and just above my head, there's a QR code. You scan the QR code, you can listen to Absolute Radio. Now, before I went away on my holiday, I posted that something surreal happened to my two nieces, Alice and Penny.
Oh, yeah.
And they saw my face on a bin in situ. Yeah. And they ran home and they said to Mummy, my little sister Katie, yeah, they said, Mummy, we saw Unky Dave's face on a bin. Bin. So,
what's going on?
What is going on? So obviously they're not up at this time. So my sister explained merchandising,
yes,
and how
groundbreaking guerrilla campaign.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You've been trying to keep this job a secret from them for years, haven't you?
So I spoke to my niece Alice, as I say. She's,
yeah, she thought it was like a wanted poster or something. Have you seen this man?
I explained there wasn't, you know, a bounty on my head. I said it's a good thing when you see your uncle on a bin.
Yes.
But she said that whoever won that particular bin sticker, and I am going to track you down, they hadn't applied it properly. So I just look like I've got this big crevice running down the centre of my face.
Scar face.
Yeah. Or Crev face, as I think we're calling it now. And I don't want to be Crev face.
No.
I don't want this.
Sir Crevin McDonald.
I will be Sir Crevin McDonald.
Podcast named already.
Yeah, I don't know where I put the bell, but consider the bell rung. Excellent work. So, anyway, if you are going to win a bin sticker, it's a cautionary tale.
Oh, and apparently they do come with a little flattening out tool. They come with a little scraper so you can avoid crevices and bubbles.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, you've got to apply it correctly.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. We are giving you the tools to help yourselves, not make me Sir Crevin McDonald, okay? So that's what you have to do. Now, to win the sticker, you need to answer a question based on a clip from yesterday's show. We saw the return of Five Words, Five Grand, and Matt was matched with listener Kate. And Matt was matched with listener Kate. Matt, what have you got for mind? I love after all these years you can still surprise me. Mind games. So, Kate said mind games, but to stick it to the bin man, what was Matt's answer? Was it mind palace or mind Macarena? A! A or B? Your names and your answers, please, to 8:12:15.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wick.
Have over 200 stores across the country. So whether you need a single paintbrush or a stylish new kitchen, they're on hand.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Good morning, you're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. As does the fact that Wix have got everything you need for your next project, from paint, tiles and flooring to ready-to-fit kitchens. And to celebrate this week on The Breakfast Show, everyone wins. For every caller who comes on air, they are going to get themselves a Wix gift card worth £250, even though they've not done anything yet. And joining us right now on line one is Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Morning. Morning.
Robin, congratulations on your Wix gift card.
Oh, well excited.
Okay, so that's yours, and now it's time to talk bin stickers. So where are you in the country? Where are you in the world? And what's your bin situation?
I'm in West Yorkshire, Sorby Bridge.
Lovely.
And I have two bins, two boxes and two bags.
Two bins, two boxes, two bags. Two bins, two boxes, two bags. Sorry, that's catchy. Now, Robin, I believe you were on The Breakfast Show in my absence and you spoke to Bush.
I did, yeah.
What were you talking about with him? What was going on?
Just talking about the 700-year-old pub I work at.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. What's the name of your pub?
It's the Old Bridge Inn in Rippingdon.
Yes, Yorkshire's oldest hostelry, dating back to 1307, if memory serves.
I can't believe it.
is it. I bet it's haunted. It sounds haunted.
Well, I think it's haunted.
Mm. Oh, you think it's haunted? What makes you think that?
Because I've seen a ghost.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll do it. Yvette Fielding, I ain't, but that'll do it. So where did you see it?
So it's separated into three bars, and I saw it in the bottom bar walking towards the kitchen, because I turned to my colleague and said, who's just walked in? And she said, well, no one else is in. I was like, well, there is. Oh, they've just walked.
One of those patrons as well who's just had so much they think they can wander into the kitchen and get themselves their own scotch egg. I hate those guys. I hate those guys. So, Robin, just tell us, yesterday on the show we saw the return of Five Words, Five Grand. Matt was given the word mind. Did he then say palace or Macarena? Hey.
He said palace.
He did. Well done. Yes. Now, Robin, what I'm going to do, I've been going off piste a lot this week. I'm going to give you two bin stickers.
Yay,
one for your house and one for the Old Bridge End Inn pub.
Yes.
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 Oh, so many people will see it.
Oh, that's great. Listen, Robin, nice talking with you. Thank you for tuning into the show. Speak to you real soon.
Thank you. Bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Hurtling towards 7:15 on your Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where just a little reminder at this point in time that our big stand-up show, Absolute Radio Live, returns to the iconic London Palladium this coming November. Along with our friends at Holiday Inn Express, we'll be raising money for the Teenage Cancer Trust. The living legend that is Frank Skinner will be your host and your guide. And he'll be joined by Ramesh Ranganathan, Ed Byrne, Kerry Godliman, Matt Ford, Zoe Lyons and Chris McCordland, to the name but a few. It is a fantastic lineup, and profits from every ticket sold will go directly to Teenage Cancer Trust. You can get your tickets right now. Head to our ticket store, absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. Now, Matt Dyson, It is that time in the show where you socially arm us all.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, first, an amazing life hack from a man in China. Dave, you actually airdropped this to me earlier. So that's the next
story. Hey, make us sound cool, will you?
He's so high tech. He doesn't use SMS anymore, just airdrop, man. It's an amazing guff fact that a man from China once bought a first-class ticket which came with access to a VIP lounge that had free food, presumably free booze as well. He rescheduled over 300 times in a year his flight so he would enjoy over 300 free meals. When the investigators found that after eating, he would change his reservation of the flight to a later date. He finally cancelled his ticket and got a full refund.
Within a year.
I don't think this would work in reality.
But also, to go to your favourite restaurant, but you've got to go through airport security every single time.
Take your belt off.
You also have to live at Gatwick.
Yes. It is a bit like the terminal, isn't it?
But think how slick you'd be going through. You did it 300 times by the end. Yeah. You'd be not taking off any belts or jackets. You'd just be there in your pants.
I don't even come in my shoes anymore. I don't even wear them on the way in.
Exactly. You'd have to slip-ons, no liquids, you know what
you're
doing.
Or he knows exactly what the 99 millilitres looks like and he keeps those on him at all times.
Yeah. Just chatting to the guy at Passport Controller, how's Sandra? She good and the kids? Keeping well? Just going to go and have another bolivon.
You changed your mind about the flights again? Didn't you feel like it in the end?
I can't even remember where I'm going anymore, to be honest. But it's a true fact. 300,
the food, the drink, I mean, you'd probably end up with gout by the end of it. Eat as much as you like. 300 days.
He was limping through when he got to meal 299. Well, that processed ham that he'd eaten.
Yeah, so I wouldn't recommend trying it, but it's a great idea. You've got to admire the nerve of the man. Elsewhere this morning, I ruined it on Instagram. I've become obsessed with it, but I mean, I think it's something
it's
that keeps delivering.
Your obsession with
my obsession with There I Ruined It, because they've now moved to ruining famous movie scenes. So they take songs and they mix the scenes from the films in with the music. music to create a new piece of art, I'd say, social media okay. art. And now they've got the 1992 military legal drama A Few Good Men,
right.
the classic scene with Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, Demi Moore was in the film as well. They've taken the film and they've mixed it with the theme tune to Toy Story, and this is the result. Enjoy it.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Did you order the cobra?
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to. You can't handle the truth.
It's golden. You can see why I'm obsessed.
It is a work of social ammo.
It is amazing, isn't it? I think a rewind is called for anyone else.
Yeah, yeah. I love a rewind, man.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Did you order the cobra?
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
You can't handle the truth.
Superb.
Beautiful. I'll share it so you can have a look at it for yourself on the socials. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
7:35 on your Wednesday morning, and here on The Breakfast Show, the time has come.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, we are about to play Five Words, £5,000 with Graham. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning,
Graham. Welcome to the show. So I don't know if you've been listening, but just to let you know, a pleasant surprise before we get down to business. Wix have got everything you need for your next projects, from paint, tiles and flooring to ready-to-fit kitchens. And to celebrate this week, everybody wins. Every single caller who joins me on air is getting themselves a Wix gift card worth £250. And that, Graham, includes you. Congratulations, you've got a gift card.
Oh, thank you very much.
You are more than welcome.
Made you handy.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm pleased to hear that. Now, let's take the gift card, enjoy it, but now move into the territory where we could give you £5,000, which, of course, would also come in really handy. How many words have you matched in the past, Graham?
In all honesty, about 3 out of 5.
Okay.
You know, I had to be honest. You were going to lie at one point there, Graham, weren't you? You were going to pretend to be the reigning champ, but you just thought, Dave seems like an honest, straight-up guy. Yeah, I'll just tell him. It's 2 or 3. Is there a favoured member of the team you'd like to be matched with today?
No, just... put it into the heart and see what happens.
Okay, that's the spirit. I love it. Well, let's give the random player generator slash his hat. I can't help it. Even when I don't want to say it. Leona, get out of my brain. Let's give it a spin. See who you've got. Here we go. Oh, my goodness.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
Well, that's just lovely. Glenn Moore is in play.
Brilliant, right? I just need to think like Glenn for the next few minutes.
Yeah, think like Glenn.
Think like Glenn. It's a dangerous thing to do. No, Glenn has now left the room. He cannot hear anything we are about to discuss, Graham, because I'm going to give you 5 words. I need you to say the first word that comes to mind. You're right. It's time to think like the Method Man. That would be a smart move.
Channel your inner Glenness.
We are then going to bring his mighty Glenness back into the studio. I'll give him the same 5 words. They all match up. The money is yours. And so, Graham, this morning we start with more. But M-O-R-E, more.
More. Extra.
Ending.
Finish.
School.
Tie.
Oh. Nice. There's lots of options for school. Mm.
Did you have? Really, I bet you had. You were one of those kids who had a short school tie, weren't they?
not
you, Graham. I'm talking to Matt, by the way. I wouldn't cast any aspersions
against
your character.
Not a short, fat school tie. I did have a phase where I just had the really thin back bit, that sort of 80s style.
And that whole year where you walked around your head.
Yeah. Of course. Who could forget?
Okay. Next up, the penultimate word, in fact, is elbow.
Grease.
Yeah. That's nice one. That's a nice one.
Nailed on.
And finally, W-E-A-T-H-E-R, weather.
Mine.
Yeah, good, good.
OK, Graham, stay right there. We've got your five words. The Method Man returns next.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
So the Method Man has returned to the studio. Graham has been nervously pacing around on line one, and we bring the two of them together. And the reason you are together today is to try and win Graham £5,000. Graham, should we do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. The first word this morning, Glenn, M-O-R-E, more.
Less. Fewer.
Graham went for extra.
Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know Method Man.
It's a new season.
It's a new season. We're warming into it.
Sorry.
Graham, you have not won the money today. Of course, you have got your Wickes gift card worth £250, so that is a good thing.
That is fantastic.
And we'll go through the rest of the words just for the stats, shall we? Here we go. Ending.
Beginning.
Finish.
Okay.
It's always so polite how our lovely contestants and listeners wait on the line for this bit. Because if it was the other way around, I just would have hung up by now. I'm here to play your sick games. Yeah. OK, here we go. Let's see if we can get one. That would be nice. School.
Time.
Oh!
Well, that's real wet.
School tie.
Oh!
That's the closest we've ever had.
Okay, this is the. I think this is the opportunity you have.
Yeah.
Elbow.
Grease.
Yeah! Yeah! Thanks for sticking around for that, Graham. And finally, weather.
Forecast.
Man, weatherman.
So,
it is one out of five on five words, £5,000. Graham, well done, my friend. We'll speak to you soon. Thanks for tuning into the show.
Maggie, thanks again.
Take care now. So, if you would like to have a go, we'll be playing again tomorrow. Call right now, 0330-123-1215. That's 0330-123-1215. That's £5,000 you could be winning tomorrow. To get some practice in, well, you can ask your Amazon smart speaker to open Five Words game. Yes, you can.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's 11 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And as does, for a small portion of today's show, the alternative naughty words you could use. If you feel you were going to use a naughty word, but maybe there's some, you know, kids around. I know you like hearing the naughty words from time to time, but you can't, kids, OK? You just can't. What would you replace them with?
Yeah.
And we'd want to do locations around the UK or maybe even around the world. And joining us right now is Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hello. Laura. Laura, you are so perfectly placed for this because you're doing the nursery run with your son, Sam, who's 3 years old, right?
Yeah, he's sat in the back, very confused.
Hey, Sam, it's Unky Dave. Hello. Okay, so we won't keep you too long. Just to let you know, we're doing it this week with Wickes. For every call who comes on air, you're going to get yourself a Wickes gift card worth £250. So that is yours. So I'm sure Sam's already spending that money as we speak, isn't he? Right, so you've got a double whammy here. You work in a place which would be a perfect replacement to a naughty word. Tell every, shout it loud and proud, Laura. Take it away, Mummy. What you got?
Well, you just go, Milking Nook.
Milking Nook. So you work in a place called Milking Nook. But the plot deepens because that is part of a larger part of the country. And which one's that, Laura?
Oh, where I live.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Swineshead.
Swineshead! Wow. We've got a Milking Nook and a Swineshead in just one caller.
Swineshead.
Laura, thank you very much for those good alternatives to naughty words. Have a lovely day. Thanks, Sam. Bye, Sam.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I'll tell you something. Ecclefechan is having a wonderful time. The tourist board owe me some money, I think. Oh, Shetland Isles, says Maria in Birmingham. Good. Rob on the Wirral goes for Folkestone Pier.
Oh, yes.
Folkestone Pier, I had no idea. Dave, for years my family used Buxton instead of certain naughty words in front of the kids, says Sue.
It's got a nice ring to it.
When I stub my toe and the kids are in earshot, I go, bang, a castle! From Paul in Cardiff. I burnt my finger a few days ago around the kids and found myself shouting, Potty Prid Lido! From Owen in Hereford. And I go for Stagumba, which is near Bridgewater. Now, apparently you used to holiday there as a child,
no,
Matt.
No, I didn't. My mother and father-in-law used to go there a lot in the 80s for some reason. Stagumba.
I think you're in the 80s. UK that Matt hasn't heard of.
That's exactly why.
It's a strange place name. I like it. I'm going to use it.
And Nebnet Throdwell, which is near Bristol, apparently. Yeah. That's from Amber
in Somerset. The West Country is really good for this, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for sharing your alternative naughty words. It was a place name special, and as always, you did wonderfully.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Busy house? Keep your walls protected with Dulux Easy Care washable and tough 2.5 litre coloured emulsion paint. Get two for £44. Shop now.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
Good morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And, of course, a big question I've been posing to you all this month is, did you used to play in a band, maybe in your younger years, but the passage of time or possibly even parenthood has put pay to all that? Well, this is for you.
The Band of Mum and Dad with Wix.
Yes, we are putting the Band of Mum and Dad together. Already we have our bassist, we have our drummer, and yesterday we found Paul, the first of our two guitarists. Now, once the band is complete, you're going to be welcomed to the studios here in London town. You'll be taken to a stage that has been graced by the likes of Liam Gallagher, the Foo Fighters, the Manic Street Preachers, Florence and the Machine, and Coldplay, and you will perform a session that we will then put out across the millions of followers we have on the Absolute Radio socials and my own, and you will be enjoyed by the world. If you'd like a piece of that in your life, well, we're looking for guitarists and we're looking for keys slash synths this week. So send your name and attach a little link or video to band@absoluteradio.co.uk. That's band@absoluteradio.co.uk. And joining us this morning on line one is Wayne. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. How you doing?
Hi. Hello.
Very good, Wayne. Welcome along to the show. So today we're focused on the guitar. How long have you been a guitarist?
Well, I've really been playing probably about 25 years or so, since I left school, really. Just sort of got into it and stuck with it.
Okay, so day to day, you're an administrator for a company that builds ambulances, but as soon as you can get shredding, Wayne, you are shredding, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. A bit of an alter ego.
To show you how much of an alter ego it is, by day, you're building ambulances, and by night, the audition tape we're about to play, what's the name of the guitar that you played that on, Wayne?
So the guitar is a custom-made one by a guy called Mark Hilditch of Hilditch Handmade Guitars.
Yeah, I think we all know that is, Wayne, yeah? Just tell us the name of the guitar, will you, mate?
It's a guitar named The Hate Machine. It's designed
Oh, yeah.
The Hate Machine!
It's called
The
Hate Machine!
Opposite of the Girls Aloud song, isn't
it? Right. All of my guitars have over-the-top stupid names. It's just like a bit of a tradition.
Okay, are any of them like okay for a family-friendly radio show, or are we all going down the hate machine route? I don't know whether to. Go on, what you got, Wayne?
I've got one called Sam.
Good. Okay. And that's a lousy name for the Daily Podcast, but I'm going to ring the bell anyway. So, wait, listen. Looking at your bio here, so you started out playing the blues mostly. That was what you loved. That was your passion. And then all of a sudden one day, things changed.
They did.
Using your own words, you strayed to the dark side. Now, given the name of your guitar, I don't mean Sam, I mean the other one, people can probably tell what kind of music you like. So give us a flavour of what you're into, what you could potentially be bringing to the Band of Mum and Dad.
Well, to be honest, I'm one of those sort sort of cringy metalheads, to be honest with you. I'm into big into all the classic stuff like Metallica, Iron Maiden, but what I'm really into is a lot of the more European power metal stuff like Yngwie Malmsteen, Firewind, a lot of bands probably a lot of people haven't really listened to, but a lot of Widley guitars and...
Stratovarius.
Yeah, Stratovarius. Hey,
it's my violin, take your eyes off it. okay, so listen, Wayne, I think we've set the scene perfectly here to listen to your audition for the first time. How are you feeling about the nation hearing it?
Yes, you put it stuff up there to be heard. So.
Okay, well, this is played on Death Machine. Yeah. This is Wayne.
Thank you.
Listen to the hate machine go. Oh, it's beautiful. Textbook use of a Helix pedal.
Wow!
Look at that!
So
really
good. Great. Impressive.
Thank you.
Now put down the guitar and build another ambulance, will you, Wayne, for heaven's sake?
I will do.
Wayne, what would it mean to you to be in the band of Mum and Dad? You're clearly a very accomplished guitarist and you'd be bringing a genre of music that isn't loved that much within the band, yeah? I mean, it's loved universally and around the world. So what would it mean to you to join us?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it's a fantastic project you're doing. It's the music industry and all the bands, it's all very competitive and very serious. So it's nice to see something gets a little more lighthearted. And I just love the idea of it, of a ragtag band of people just being put together to make some music. It's a brilliant idea.
Band of misfits.
Yeah, the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I was gonna say the Dirty
Pretty
Dozen.
Much. Yeah,
well, that's because you're 25 years older than me, Matt. That's why you went for the Dirty Dozen and I went for the Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Wayne, I want you to stay right there. Because one of the other things that we got sent from you was basically on that same guitar, you played a cover of the Tetris song from Game Boy. So I want to hear a death metal version of the Tetris song. Wait right there, Wayne. We're going to show him everybody next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Who have over 200 stores across the country. So whether you need a single paintbrush or a stylish new kitchen, they're on hand.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
Now, these little adventures that we go on together, ladies and gentlemen, they always take twists, they always take turns, and Band of Mum and Dad is no different. Having waited patiently on line one, Wayne... It is time for the unexpected turn of the death metal meets Game Boy.
Oh, yes.
were you a big Tetris fan as a lad, Wayne?
Oh, yeah, massive gamer.
Gamer. OK, now, was this played on the death machine or was it Sam's turn?
This was actually done with Sam, this one.
OK, so we've teased it and here it is. The intensity of the blocks falling is it's palpable, isn't it?
Adds another level, doesn't it?
This is the extreme mode.
Oh, thank you, Wayne, and thank you, Guitar Sam. Excellent work. Listen, Wayne, it's been lovely having you on the show. We'll be making our decision on Friday morning. But for now, as you may or may not know, every single day this week, thanks to our good friends Wix, every single caller who comes on air and talks to us is getting a Wix gift card worth £250. So we will send you that. Thanks once again, Wayne. Speak to you real soon, maybe, in fact, on Friday. Now, if you play the guitar or key slash synth, that's the kind of section of the band we're looking at this week. So send me your name and a video or link to band@absoluteradio.co.uk. It's your Wednesday morning. I sincerely hope the no-repeat guarantee is treating you well. Now, The Breakfast Show starts at 6. Yes, it does. Every weekday morning at 6 a.m. And we use that hour as an opportunity to give you a chance to win some Breakfast Show merch. Now, this Breakfast Show, we don't do mugs. Oh, no. We do bin stickers. Yes, we have your chance to stick it to the bin man. Effectively, a giant vinyl of my face with a QR code that lets you scan it and listen to all the musical goodness that we have to offer. Yeah. And I found out earlier this morning that my face, through some of our winners, is not getting the star treatment that I feel it deserves. Now, before I went away on my holiday, I posted that something surreal happened to my two nieces, Alice and Penny.
Oh, yeah.
And they saw my face on a bin in situ. Oh. And they ran home and they said to Mummy, my little sister Katie, yeah, they said, Mummy, we saw Unky Dave's face on a bin. So,
what's going on?
What is going on? So, obviously, they're not up at this time. So, my sister explained merchandising,
yes,
and how...
groundbreaking guerrilla campaign.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. You know.
You've been trying to keep this job a secret from them for years, haven't you?
So, I spoke to my niece Alice, as I say. She's,
yeah, she thought it was like a wanted poster or something. Have you seen this man?
I explained there wasn't, you know, a bounty on my head. I said it's a good thing when you see your uncle on a bin.
Yes.
But she said that whoever won that particular bin sticker, and I am going to track you down, they hadn't applied it properly. So I just look like I've got this big crevice running down the centre of my face.
Scarface.
Yeah. Or Crev Face, as I think we're calling it now. And I don't want to be Crev Face.
No.
I don't want this.
Sir Crevin McDonald.
If you would like to get your hands on a bin sticker and stick it to the bin man, then join us here on The Breakfast Show from 6 a.m.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And there you go. Just like that, the Wednesday edition of The Breakfast Show is done and dusted. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. The brand new edition of the Daily Podcast will be out and about wherever you get your pods real soon. What's it going to be called? None of us know that yet. Matt Dyson is yet to name it. Mm. Yesterday, pushing the responsibility back onto
sometimes
yours truly.
I like to do that. Yeah, I can't handle it sometimes.
Okay, well, it's a tough one today. There's a lot of options. Yeah. It's been a humdinger of a show, let me tell you. We've got two bins, two boxes and two bags.
Two bins, two boxes, two bags. Your little chant from earlier. Yeah.
We got Dave airdrop me this earlier. Don't drag me down with you, man.
You did. I'm
come on.
Stating a fact.
Matt off air earlier on as well said, how do you send a reel?
I've shared it now. People are loving it on Instagram. So
what
it's
have
fine.
You shared?
It's worked. I shared the song of There I Ruined It, the movie scene versus
highlight
Toy Story
of the
theme
show.
Tune, yeah.
What's your Insta handle,
Matt? Mr. Matt Dyson it is, so just search me up.
Go check it out. Matt's finally worked out how to send a reel, so let's all celebrate by giving him a follow.
I've shared a reel, everyone. Come join me.
We've also got Leona, get out of my brain! We got Sir Krevner McDonald.
Sir Krevner, because of your crevices, yeah.
Which I think has got to be Matt. Yeah, I mean, it's not my place to get involved. We got the Ecclefechan Tourist Board is having a lovely time. We've got Stagumba was big in the 80s. And we've got the Hate Machine.
I mean, there's rich pickings. That could be a whole week's worth of podcast layers. But I think we said it at the time, Sir Krevner McDonald. Sir Krevner McDonald is the one.
Yeah, it is. The Daily Podcast is called Sir Krevner McDonald. If you don't know why already, then I suggest you go and have a little listen to it. You can get it wherever you get your pods from. So up next, well, news on how you could win £60,000 on Make Me A Winner. We will be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So stay safe, but stay entertained. Arrivederci.